Good morning. The reading this morning is taken from Psalm 124. That can be found on page 623 in your pew Bible. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say. If the Lord had not been on our side, when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from their fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everybody. Good to see you. Hi, I'm Ed. Really good to see you. Thanks so much for coming along. It's good to have you with us today. Do keep that psalm open, and thank you, Harriet, so much for reading for us. As we begin, why don't we pray? Father, thank you that your word is a lamp shining in a dark world. Please help us to listen to your word now, Lord, that we might know more of how wonderful it is that you are our God, and that you are on our side. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm not sure if many of you will remember the film from the 90s called Sliding Doors. It's a film starring Gwyneth Paltrow. And the idea that plays out within the film is that it's all about whether on a particular day she managed to make it onto a tube or not. And from that day, her life goes in two very different directions. One version of herself, she finds her husband being unfaithful. One version, she doesn't. It's very much a film that plays out the what if. What if she got on that train? I wonder if you are a what if person. Do you look back on the events and imagine maybe what's happened in your life about whether a certain thing did happen or didn't, what would have happened to you. One of the classic what-if moments I had recently was we were just about to go on holiday. It was 3 days before. And I realized that I had booked our flights and accommodation for different days. Classic Ed, if you know me. And we had this 2-hour period of wondering whether we'd be able to change our accommodation to match the flights or not. And thankfully enough, the hotel were very gracious, and we did manage to do it. And otherwise, I'm pretty sure Shah and the kids would have killed me. But yeah, we had a what-if moment, and thankfully enough, it was okay. And there was another one actually recently. I'd let our dog Biscuit out into the garden, and he'd managed to escape under the fence. And not only managed to escape under the fence, but he'd managed to get onto the road. And I don't know if you know our road where we live, but it's quite a busy road. Thankfully enough, our neighbour was there, spotted him, picked him up, brought him back. What if our neighbour hadn't been there? Or what if Gareth Southgate hadn't brought on Ollie Watkins in the 91st minute had made it so that England scored that last-minute goal? The hope of football coming home would have been dashed for us. We can maybe have the debate later on as we think it's going to come home tonight or not. But let's see later on. What if? Well, how about what if God hadn't been on our side? How would you finish that sentence? How would your life be different now if God wasn't on your side today? Well, the psalm today takes us through the songbook of King David to consider that very question. The best king God's people had in the Old Testament, inviting his people to consider the first point, what if God hadn't been on their side? Let's read again verses 1 and 2. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when the people attacked us. The verse starts with a what if, in order to put home the truth that is probably familiar to us, but maybe we take for granted, that God is with us. God is on our side, and he wants us to know it. Because the Bible throughout is really clear, God is on our side. The Israelites knew it. They knew it when they were going through the wilderness, and they saw the pillar of fire in the night, and they saw the pillar of cloud during the day. They had this very visible manifestation that God was with them. And for us, maybe it's easy to forget that it's true that God is with us. Well, the psalmist today does this thought experiment with us. Well, what if it wasn't true? Just think through the scenario if God wasn't on our side and how horrific that would be. And when you do that thought exercise, be very, very thankful that he is on our side. Because if we look in verses 3 and 4, if he hadn't been on our side, it would have been total disaster. Take a look at those verses with me. They would have swallowed us up alive when their anger flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. We don't know exactly which particular incident David's talking about in his life here, what story it comes from. But you can kind of take your pick, really, because from Goliath onwards, David's story was one of regularly being raged against, escaping very much only by the skin of his teeth. In this psalm, David chooses metaphors of desperation to kind of emphasize the fact that he's fleeing from enemies, facing armies, being surrounded. It's basically disaster movie bingo. So verse 3, he's swallowed alive, take Jaws maybe. Or engulfed in a flood, maybe it's Leo in Titanic. Or verse 5, the raging waters, maybe think Day After Tomorrow. David reminds his people that if the Lord had not been on their side, it would have all been over, defeated, swallowed up, engulfed, and swept away. What a great, humble reminder for God's people. It wasn't their strength, their cunning, their wisdom that kept them safe. It wasn't the insurance policy or the vaccinations, the bank account or the job. It was the Lord that kept them safe. If the Lord hadn't have been on their side, it would have been complete disaster. And this is a profoundly different worldview from the one that we face day in, day out, where maybe people think that God is distant or maybe non-existent. The idea of the events of our lives being changed by God, that by the fact that he's on our side, is a radical one. We love being in control of our lives, and we probably go to great lengths to keep things predictable. We want to be in control as much as we can. But ultimately, it is, of course, the Lord who made the heaven and earth who makes all the difference. Which leads us to my second point. But the Lord was on our side, so we escaped. Let's read verses 6 to 8 again. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heavens and earth. I'm not sure if you've ever seen an animal trapped in a snare. The wire wraps around them to a point where they can't get away. And as they pull away, it gets tighter and tighter. They're helpless, hopeless, and in despair. But David says, the snare has broken. And out of this impossible situation, we have escaped. This is our God. This is what it means to be on God's side. It means one of escape. And it's not that David still didn't get into difficult situations. David's people had lots of scary moments as they went through their time. But because of the fact that God was on their side, those moments were never the end of the story. It just links to the next better chapter. And as it pans out, we see that this story of God and his people in every detail of the Old Testament is a link in the chain towards deliverance. When we review David's story, Israel's story, we can rejoice in the Lord that he is on our side, moving the pieces in the great rescue plan. What would have happened if it had not been for him in all of those circumstances that unfolded? David was the great-great-great-grandfather of Jesus. What would have happened if he died in the first battle? What if Jesus did not come and be on the great rescue mission for us? What if the Lord had not raised him from the grave? What if the early church was crushed instead of thriving and spreading? What if the person who shared the gospel with you never heard the gospel for themselves or never shared the gospel with you? But God is on our side. We've seen it through the actions of history, and most clearly in that he came in the person of Jesus. He came to live among us. He lived our pain. He lived our pain. He died our death. He rose from the grave so that our great enemy of sin could be defeated, so that we could escape the terrible snare of death. So even when maybe perhaps we feel alone or abandoned, maybe when life is hard due to poor mental health, bereavement or disappointment, let's keep singing to each other that the Lord is on our side. Or when life feels pressured and we feel ensnared and surrounded and flooded by the demands of this world, or maybe by sin, let's keep singing to each other that the Lord is on our side. Let us keep regularly reflecting on life of what it would be like without God's salvation, where you would be without God on your side. And I think that that reflection should lead us to verse 6. Praise be to the Lord. It should lead to that deep gratitude that isn't a manufactured emotion, but is just recognizing and appreciating God's deliverance. As I've dwelt on the psalm this week, it's helped me to consider where I'm finding my joy and my confidence. Is it in my wins, my achievements? Is it how I'm doing at work or how the kids are doing? Or is it in the certain truth that whatever I face, the Lord is on my side and therefore I am saved? Some Christians may feel this psalm deeply because they remember a past from which they've been rescued from. Or some may feel it deeply because maybe they're in the grip of danger right now, maybe perhaps death or knowing great trials. Both will be singing praises of great, amazing deliverance that will come. But maybe we're in the middle of the road, maybe forgetting the difference that it makes that the Lord is on our side. Well, today, let's not take it for granted. Because wherever you are right now, we are all people that need help. Perhaps it's the first time that you've heard that. If so, do keep coming. Chat with people afterwards, maybe about what some of that gospel message is. But Christians are people who, verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heavens and earth. We know this world will need help, and there'll be situations that we need to escape from, at the very least the tyranny of death which overshadows us all. But our help is the same. It is the same Lord Yahweh who has promised deliverance throughout his story. The whole story of God's people is rescued, promised, and rescued, delivered. In a moment, we're going to sing Amazing Grace. The second verse of that is a song that Shah and I shared with Shah's dad very shortly, sadly, before he died of lung cancer. And it's a horrible, horrible thing to face, a horrible disease. But as he faced death, he turned to the Lord and he found great comfort in the gospel. We praise God that at the end we were singing these words with him. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Let me pray. Father God, help us not to take for granted today what it means that you are on our side. We thank you so much for your grace in our lives and for the rescuing God that you are. We praise you that in all that we face, you are on our side today and you can bring us safely through. Give us humble faith in your promises of deliverance. And would they be our confidence and joy all the days of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.